Exercise 3, page 58.
Now it's time for the Book of the Week with Rebecca Stone. Hello, Rebecca. What book have you been reading?
Hi, Jim. It's a mystery story called Pretty Little Liars. Have you ever read it?
No, I've never heard of it. What makes it so good?
It's really fast-paced. The book never gets boring because there is always something exciting going on. When you finish a chapter, you never know what's going to happen next. I couldn't put it down. You know, some listeners complained that the book praised last week was too slow. Well, they won't complain with this one.
Wow, it sounds like my kind of thing. Tell me what happens in the story.
It's about a group of friends who are bullied by an anonymous person called A. A knows absolutely everything about the girls and bullies them by threatening to tell their secrets. The girls suspect that A is their best friend, Alison, who disappeared the year before. But when Alison's dead body is discovered, the girls are left clueless and confused. The novel has two mysteries. Who is Alison's murderer and who is A?
Wait, I think I know that plot. Isn't it a TV series?
Yes. The book was made into a TV series a couple of years ago. I'd much rather read the book, though. I don't think the actors really portrayed the characters in the way the author wanted. I don't mean their appearance. Different hair colour and height isn't that important. But the characters' personalities are different from how they are in the book. They do things you would never expect of them and don't seem like the same people at all. And, as I've said about every book I've reviewed on this show, the characters make or break a story, whether in a book, on stage or on the screen.
So, which character do you like best?
Aria. In the TV series, she's quite serious and she's really scared of the bully, A. But in the book, she's the funniest character and she's totally fearless. Despite all of the bullying, she remains strong. And although she sometimes does things that are wrong, it's generally through her confusion and search for identity.
Thanks for that review, Rebecca. I'm looking forward to reading the book and seeing you next week for our next Book of the Week.